Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and it truly is an honor. It's a responsibility. It's a whatever word you want to use at this time right now to be here. Independent media is leading the charge, is the watchman on the wall, as we are seeing the absolute clash of titans, and I mean the fight for eternity right now, liberty or tyranny, freedom or some socialistic do-gooder, satanic, riddled program where your life is not your own and they know better than you and they're going to tell you what to do. It's that stark. And every day, what we've been saying on this show for 20 years, Joyce, when she started and going forward, and now what we've been doing here the last 4 or so years is becoming clear. They are admitting it. It is coming out. The exact same thing that my grandmother said 35 years ago and was called a nut for, leaders of countries throughout the world are now saying in open, polite society. This is where we are. Of course, we have Uncle Kevin riding shotgun. We'll get to him in one second. Lowell Ponte is holding. We'll get to him momentarily. Always love to have him. Later on, in a fascinating interview from Megan Smith. The name of her video is called Boobs. Yeah, Boobs. That's right. Boobs. The war on women's breasts. And don't let the title fool you. And it's kind of campy and kind of makes you smile or laugh or whatever. Is a serious about mammograms, and we're really looking forward to have her on and her information. So she'll be second hour. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's another great day in America. Looking forward to it. And as for me, I choose freedom.
Yes, me and Patrick Henry, we choose liberty.
That's exactly right.
Well, let's get a couple. I know you had a couple stories real quick you wanted to mention before we bring Lowell on. Go ahead and roll with
it. Philadelphia lawyer Linda Kearns, who works for President Trump, said on Sunday night, court filing, that she is harassed and threatened by lawyers working at Kirkland and Ellis. On November 14th, 2020, attorney at Kirkland and Ellis left a one-minute voicemail for Linda. The voicemail, which has been provided to counsel of record of Kirkland and Ellis, in this case will be provided to the court. Supposedly, her life was threatened, like they've threatened other lawyers that are working for Trump to quit the case. But she's not quitting.
And when you say working for Trump, you're talking about these are election. They're working on election fraud.
Election fraud. Yeah, she filed a civil rights action. So she was threatened.
I'm pretty certain, ladies and gentlemen, that the behind the scenes and what's going on is would make Tom Clancy blush. I mean,
yeah,
Tom Clancy
monumental.
Can write this stuff right now.
Monumental.
It's monumental what is going on. President Trump is going to renominate the head of comptroller of the currency. Normally in this situation, when a new president is about to come in, you know, you just kind of let all these things go. He fired Esper. He fired director of cybersecurity because he said the election was
the most secure in history. Yeah, right.
He's gone. I mean, these are not typical things, and these are not typical times. So is there any other story we need to know about before we get to
Steve Bannon predicts in 2 weeks the globalists will be defeated. Former White House chief of staff.
Okay, all right. Steve Bannon, former chief of staff, he says in 2 weeks that it's going to go down, basically.
Yeah, basically. Done.
And he said this, what, 2 or 3 days ago or yesterday?
Yeah.
When did he say this?
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's put the clock on. I mean,
Exactly.
Should I make the same bet with Bannon that I made with you, the dollar bet about people getting arrested?
Yeah, might as well. Let's see if Lowell wants to get
Steve.
In.
maybe Lowell will get in on this dollar bet. Let's see. Somebody that I have heard of gets arrested. You and I have a bet before the end of the year, right? Didn't we say to the end of the year?
Yeah, to the end of the year. Absolutely. That somebody prominent.
Somebody I've actually heard of.
And I don't count, you said.
Right. You don't count. You don't count.
I want to win the rat. Mr. Policeman, can you arrest me?
Yeah, that doesn't count. Now, that's conviction for a dollar, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, exactly. Yep,
we got to laugh a little bit, smile a little bit. there's very few people I'd rather have on. I'm so glad to have Lowell. His perspective, his experience. Of course, he was an editor at Reader's Digest. He's written for the New York Times. His journalism career is long as my arm, and I always love him. He's become a fast favorite for those at the Power Hour. Lowell Ponte, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, it's always wonderful to be with such a great family, and thank you for inviting me. I will not bet a dollar in this case, because I am not a betting man. Oh. I haven't bet anything since I was at a racetrack with my father and told him to buy tickets on a horse, and the horse won. So I thought I'd quit while I'm ahead by a few dollars. However, when the author of this book, Boobs, comes up, I will be listening, and I want to be there to say thanks for the memories.
Excellent.
As the famous comic once did.
That's right.
No. What kind of hope do we have? Let's remember that one of our founding fathers, John Adams, who was not necessarily right-wing by modern standards, but John Adams said, our Constitution was written for a moral and religious people. It will work for no other. In other words, you have to assume that the people involved are basically centrist, practical, fair, honest, decent people, God-fearing people. And once you lose that, you can kiss it goodbye. We used to have, for many decades, two political parties that were both centrist, both capitalist, both basically reasonable parties with each other who could strike deals, and that made America prosperous. It made investors feel secure. Now one of those two parties has moved so far to the left that it's almost fallen off the end of the political spectrum. I mean, it is to the left of the Communist Party and the Soviet Union in some ways. And as a result, nobody can count on anything anymore. Given the outcome of the election, fair or not, and I happen to think it was not fair by any means, this leaves investors thinking, what, that they'd be idiots to put their money into this country. If we have another lockdown of 6 weeks, as Joe Biden apparently wants, you can kiss most of small business in America goodbye. I mean, it will literally be killing capitalism at the roots, at the place where real capitalists and capitalism grows. People will lose all faith in investment and doing much of anything. And of course, people have lost a good deal of faith, not just in the Democrats, which we know are a lost cause, but in the Republican Party as well. For example, things looked bright when Steve Bannon made his statement more than a day ago. But Steve Bannon was counting on, for example, the two Republicans on the four-person Wayne County, Michigan Board of Canvassers, who had said they were not going to certify the election. And then they got their arms nearly twisted off behind their back. Then they found themselves and their families threatened. Then they found themselves subject, I would guess, because we see this a lot in government, subject to blackmail that could have destroyed them in one way or another. In any event, they suddenly changed their minds and decided that they would endorse, in effect, Joe Biden and his election as president. Also, and why this makes me so upset, is the Republican Party today, right now, could guarantee Trump's victory. In most of these contested states, the legislature is the ultimate decider of everything. It's who decides who goes to the Electoral College and who doesn't. And in most of these states, the legislature, the state legislature, is Republican-controlled. Meaning, if the Republicans simply stood as firm as Democrats do and said, we are not endorsing Joe Biden, we regard the election as false, as full of irregularities, as untrustworthy, we are appointing our own slate of electors who we are sending to the Electoral College, and they are a pro-Trump slate. If that were done, Trump would be elected today. It would be over. There'd be no appeal from what the state legislatures wanted. Well, there could be an appeal, theoretically, to the House and to the Senate. But as things now stand, the Republicans control the Senate, and because the protocol for this kind of vote is one vote per state, it doesn't really matter if there are a lot of Democrats in California or New York. They only get one vote like the people from Wyoming do. And a majority of state legislatures in the country are Republican-controlled. Therefore, Trump would win in the House, Trump would win in the Senate, that would endorse the new slate of electors. That's it. Trump is reelected. And yet, what did we have in the Michigan State Senate? Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, S-H-I-R-K-E-Y, Republican, said that Joe Biden is the president-elect and that the Republican majority state legislature will not award the state electors to President Donald Trump. Not going to happen, said Shirkey on Tuesday. Well, with that, he has just killed the possibility of Michigan going for Trump unless a great many false votes can be thrown out. They should be. God knows there are many defects in the election, and we can talk about those. But, I mean, in a state where the mode of election is they put up paper over the windows so that no one can photograph what electors are doing, where people identified three large vehicles with out-of-state licenses as coming in the middle of the night to the election counting place where only Democrats were watching, no Republican observers were then admitted, and where truckloads of boxes of unsealed ballots were unloaded, where one box of ballots was marked 23,277 votes, all for Biden. I mean, these things don't happen in real, honest elections. Well, and this was not honest election.
The discussions
but then we are no longer a moral or religious people, at least on the Democrat side.
I've had this discussion with several people, and they may or may not know, you know, the details. I bring up three things to them, and you just mentioned one of them. Even Nate Silver from 538, which is about as liberal as a pollster can get, Nate Silver. He even acknowledged the 23,000+, almost 24,000 that came in Wisconsin in a row about 3 o'clock in the morning. That's A. B. Michigan, 138,000 straight votes in about 3:30, 4 in the morning again for, guess what, Joe Biden. In Georgia, when people vote, they almost always vote down ticket. So what does that mean? In Georgia, out of millions of ballots cast, the difference between the votes for Trump, the Republican candidate, and the Republican senator, they should be almost the same, almost always. They're within 1,000. Out of millions of votes, they're within actually less than 800. The Democratic difference between Joe Biden and the Democratic senator in Georgia is almost 100,000. These are things that jump out and scream at you. Go ahead, Noel.
No, you're right. I'm just saying it was about 95,000, so that's about 100,000. And there were all kinds of strange goings-on in Georgia, complicated by the fact that the Republican Secretary of State and the Republican governor, the one state that was not totally Democrat-controlled at that level, they nevertheless had signed consent decrees with Stacey Abrams, the woman who still thinks she was elected governor, even though she lost by 55,000 votes, the woman who in her spare time writes pornography. A wonderful moral example. A woman who, when she was running for governor, said that illegal aliens are part of my constituency, she said. And that's the person who now is controlling a great deal of vote protocol in Georgia. Why? God only knows.
All right, let me back up. Hold on one second, Lowell. Because I like your perspective and the realistic view and the, you know, these are the same thoughts I've had. And I look at this and I see the lawyers threatened and I know how this machine is not going to roll over. It's not just like, you just can't present obvious evidence and things are obvious on their face. And it's not like they're going to roll. Oh yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Trump won. We've seen Sidney Powell. We've seen Giuliani, of course. Sidney Powell has been the most aggressive. Basically come out and say, we have the server. We know exactly how they flip these votes with Dominion software. We have everything, and we are going to nail their ass to the wall, basically, is what she said. Does that mean anything to you?
Oh, I would hope she's right. I would hope they can prove it. One of the difficulties is, however, you can prove there was fraud. You can prove there was a lot of fraud. Can you prove that the fraud stole as many votes as Trump would need to win? That's one difficulty. The Dominion software system was analyzed by one expert, who is thus far anonymous, who claimed that the Dominion software has a thing in its programming that can be invoked that will say when one candidate gets to 12,437 votes, the machinery switches automatically and votes cast for him are suddenly credited to someone else. The argument being that in Pennsylvania, for example, there were 220,883 votes cast for Donald Trump that were switched instead to Joe Biden. There was another 941,248 votes that were cast for Trump, were recorded by the machinery, but then were put in a separate file. And that file was then deleted, which can easily be done. And so the votes for Trump disappeared, almost a million of them. And under those circumstances, how do you win? Well, I would hope that a court would intervene in that under the old Roman principle, let justice be done though the heavens fall. You know, who cares if Democrats are going to riot in the streets? It appears they're doing it anyway.
What's the difference, right?
Democrats now have the interest that days ago in Portland, Oregon, a group of Antifa types attacked the Democratic headquarters in Portland and trashed it. They didn't burn it to the ground, but they trashed it. And so now Democrats are starting to say, well, these Antifa types, they're not even black. They're almost entirely white. They're paramilitary. They're crazy. What can we do? And unfortunately, I'm afraid the picture is bigger than we'd like to think, that we're headed not only for the great reset in world economics and global governance, but that the capital of the world is not going to be New York City, where the UN headquarters are presently, or elsewhere in the U.S. The capital of the world will be Beijing. The communist Chinese basically won this election through all kinds of interference, not least of which, in 2013, Joe Biden was in China. Xi Jinping had just become the ruler, replacing his now dead successor. Our predecessor. And Xi Jinping was asked by Joe Biden. He says this was a joke, of course. Biden said, you did a wonderful job becoming president. Would you help me become president of the United States? It is a thigh slapper of a joke, isn't it? Now, we do not have Xi Jinping's answer. He purportedly just smiled at the moment. But 4 months later, Joe Biden flew again into China on Air Force Two, this time bringing his son Hunter with him. And that, only 4 months after he asked Xi Jinping to help get him elected president, what did we see? We saw Hunter walk out with $1.5 billion of investment money. And how was that money invested? Oh, it was invested in acquiring U.S. companies that had valuable double-use technology that could be used for peaceful or military purposes, and that the communist Chinese military had a great interest in acquiring. In other words, Joe Biden's family, Joe Biden himself with his authority and position, used it to help China strengthen its military by buying off U.S. technology that communist China's military wanted. That's Joe Biden. We are about to have a potential president of the United States who is literally a puppet to the communist Chinese government. This is the man who saw to it that communist China was granted most favored nation status in the World Trade Organization. This is the man who saw to it that a special memo was written on his authority saying that Chinese corporations could be put on the New York Stock Exchange and other U.S. exchanges without undergoing the independent audit that is done with American corporations. They were given a privileged status above U.S. corporations in stock market listing here in the U.S. By the way, the pension funds of many state, local, municipal, and federal employees have been invested in those companies, many of which are hollow shells, because they've never undergone an honest audit or an impartial audit. Many of them may be completely phony and have no money or value whatever. but a whole lot of Americans, government employees, have now had their pensions invested in such companies. That's what Joe Biden has done. And on top of that, don't forget, under the Biden-Obama dictatorship, what we saw happen was about 3.5 million American jobs migrate from the U.S. to China. In other words, yes, it was a lot of money that the Chinese gave to Joe Biden and have given since. But it was a minuscule fraction, like 1/1,000th of the money that Joe Biden has made for communist China.
He should ask for more.
The money he's given them is on the order of trillions of dollars.
Yeah, he should ask for more. He comes cheap.
We're
about to come on the break here about a minute or so, and I got a lot of directions to go. You mentioned Great Reset. We're going to save that for the second half of the interview. Let me ask you, when I really sit down and look at these things, I mean, I know everything you say, but you put it in such a concise, powerful way. When I listen to you say this, this just gets me fired up all. I'm getting physically mad. I'm getting like really not mad like losing my mind, what's the word?
Well, you know, our media moved heaven and earth to help cover all of that up before the election.
I mean, I'm not getting like lunatic mad. I'm getting like, righteous indignation. Yes. I'm getting like a thunderbolt of God's fury in me. That's how I feel. Do you feel that? And do you feel this is, I mean, is this the second American Revolution right here?
It could well be if we're going to have an America. That's the challenge. Of course, we've seen the millennial generation dumbed down to the point where they measurably have, on average, 6 less IQ points than the generations that came before them. They are simply dumber, and they are a basically failed generation, at least for a third or more of them, who are still living at home in their 30s, in mom and dad's basement, watching left-wing television like MSNBC, a.k.a. Marxist Socialist NBC.
There's the music. Oh, my gosh. A lot to get to. I'm going to give you a pretty dramatic question when we come back. Lowell Ponte, the man, the myth, the legend right here. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Since the turn of the 21st century, it is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. Big we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We got some great specials over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829, of course, is the number. The buy one, get one free on REM sleep and Tranquil. I mean, it's a great offer. We got it for a while. I told you a little bit about what was going on with Candace and all that. So that's a gives an opportunity for you. And you got a great opportunity here. Buy one, get one free on Tranquil and REM sleep. Take advantage. Of course, Dr. Group, amazing interview with Dr. Group yesterday. You talk about medical freedom and liberty and connected and into Washington and COVID task force and all this. Wow. Quercetin, the plant-based quercetin with the zinc. We have that now at the Power Mall from him. Very important. The oxy powder, the detoxidine, the iodine. He's talked about the vegan safe B12. The lateral flora probiotic, the selenium, intracal, Zeotrex, of course, Strauss product, excuse me, easier for you to say, the Strauss products, the prostate formula, the heart drops, the kidney support, the cardio support, the bladder is going to be here momentarily. The Strauss products are the best. The most profound thing we've ever sold is the Strauss heart drops, are the Strauss heart drops. The oregano, I would say, would be behind it a little bit, along with a couple of other. These are things you need. Take advantage of the ancient magnesium lotion from Robert Redfern and all the other great products. We appreciate your support. You're the one that keeps independent media going. We don't get checks from corporations because they're invested by China anyway. And they don't like what we say. So there you go. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support and you're welcome for what we do. We're getting back to Lo Ponte. Lo, this is kind of a protracted question let me kind of set
the
stage.
Okay, well then before you start it, let me just say people need to understand it's a symbiotic relationship with the products you offer, on the mall. And that is, you have an interest in the audience staying healthy. I mean, that's the basis, ultimately, of our freedom. And they have an interest in you being there to help keep them informed of what's happening. And so they're benefiting themselves when they buy products on your mall. They're becoming healthier. And that's what we need, a kind of independent source of health here. Not just
I like
big
your
pharma.
Perspective.
Anyway, well, I didn't mean to interrupt.
You
have the wrong question.
Well, it's let me give a little background. I've been told by some pretty good sources, very reliable, that 80 to even 90%, maybe a little even over, that there's been a setup that Trump has people and information in place and that he is closing the trap. That's why he's acting the way he is. He hasn't conceded anything. He's acting certainly like he's not going anywhere, that he's about to spring the trap, that part of the problem is this information. It's so bad. It's so clear that they have. How do you release it to the American people? I've talked to several people. One of my good friends, my Hawaiian friend, Al, he told me, well, if you ask me, you just tell us. You just tell us the truth and then watch us rise. My question to you is, if it's true that they have these servers and that Trump probably won closer to 400 electoral votes, not even the 270. I mean, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even close, this election. That's what I've been told. Do you think America will rise to the occasion? Do you think the moral fortitude is there and the spark of freedom is there for us to rise and to meet this challenge and to vanquish these interlopers, for lack of a better word?
Well, I certainly want to believe that, because if we will not rise to deal with clear-cut evidence that the election was fraudulent, then you may as well kiss the country goodbye. I mean, communist China will rule the future as it plans. Joe Biden will become simply the ruler of a satrap in the Chinese empire. Your children will have no opportunity. You know, I used to say on shows like yours that smart parents nowadays are teaching their children Spanish and their grandchildren Chinese, because that's the way history is moving. Now you can forget Spanish. If you care about your children having any hope at all, teach them Mandarin Chinese immediately, because the Chinese will rule the world if Joe Biden carries out a Democrat progressive agenda. And if that isn't strong enough motivation for you to accept evidence that this election was a fraud and should be overturned, that this election, in fact, was probably 85 or more million Americans voted for Donald Trump. Do you know anybody who had any enthusiasm about voting for Joe Biden?
None.
I mean, this disproves the old political adage, you can't beat somebody with nobody. We're told now that nobody just beat somebody, a clear president of destiny who had given us the best economy in history. And yet, 2 years ago, Bill Maher, the comic, said the only way we can beat Trump is by trashing the economy. So we may as well just grit our teeth and find a way to do it. Well, that was easy if you have China as an ally. Because what did China do? Number one, it attacked America with the disease, and it is a disease, of Marxist thought or socialist thought. That tends to make people, we can go into a long discourse on that some now or some other time. Number two, they attacked us with chemical warfare in the form of the opioid fentanyl, which was poured in here in such amounts that 65,000 Americans, were dying every year of fentanyl overdose. And that's more than died during the entire Vietnam War over more than 10 years. One of those who died, by the way, was George Floyd, the man who said, I couldn't breathe. The blame was given to a policeman who had his knee on his neck. But Floyd would have died anyway. Floyd, before he was brought to the ground, had been walking around for 10 minutes saying, I can't breathe, because the effect of fentanyl, and he had a 3 times lethal dose in his system, an autopsy showed, almost certainly from China. He died because fentanyl just keeps slowing down the breathing mechanism and relaxing the muscles you need to breathe to the point where people stop breathing. And when you stop breathing, you don't live very long. Why nobody wants to blame China for killing George Floyd, I don't know, but they haven't. They'd rather blame the police. We have a world where Barack Obama and Joe Biden welcomed Black Lives Matter into the White House as honored guests at the same time Black Lives Matter was staging protests in the street, chanting, what do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now. Black Lives Matter was founded by communists, as was Antifa. Antifa was heavily funded from somewhere. and was carrying military-type radios, military-quality antennas, and all kinds of other very expensive equipment that ordinary protesters would have had no access to. They are a trained military, paramilitary, guerrilla group attacking the U.S. So we have a very strange environment there. We were also attacked by not chemical warfare, but biological warfare in the form of COVID, an odd virus that came from China that mutates every 2 weeks and becomes subtly something else. And we're expecting a vaccine to knock that down permanently. If COVID fails, believe me, China has a whole list of related diseases that they can unleash on the U.S. because that takes all power away. I mean, it allows crazed left-wing governors and mayors and so on to say, oh, we're shutting down all the churches, but we're keeping the abortion clinics and strip clubs open.
My God. My
as
God.
Vital activities.
Tell me about it.
We're shutting down the gun stores, but we're allowing, you know, Gavin Newsom to go on a very luxurious banquet. I mean, it's just insane what we've allowed to happen without any serious criticism. We have to realize there needs to be massive public protest in the streets and so on against what's going on now, or they'll simply get away with it. And China will have been the major force in disease weapons, in chemical weapons and so on, in damaging and shutting down the U.S. By the way, Tucker Carlson is absolutely right when he says that we are now trapped in a war. It looks like a civil war. In fact, it's a class war. It is a classic Marxist war, but it is disguised as a race war. And that's what people need to understand. There's no racial disparity at all. Groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter would be perfectly fine with killing any number of black people.
Their objective is to kill capitalism. I'm going to ask you, this may be the most important question I ask you today, because you have a certain way to present this, which is phenomenal. We've talked about the fringes of everything you just mentioned. Grandma Jones sitting at home right now on the couch listening to this show. We love Grandma Jones. We love all our grandmothers or whoever, Grandma Smith or whoever, or Grandma Rodriguez. It doesn't matter. Grandpa Rodriguez, what is Grandma Jones sitting at home supposed to do with what you have just told her? What is Grandma Jones supposed to do right now?
That is a very powerful question. Well, she should protect herself from COVID because it does kill people her age or mine. But
let's get past COVID.
She needs to join the resistance psychologically, whether that means contributing money to some of the last voices of freedom in the society, like your show, or whether it means something else. I mean, we're now seeing Fox Television gradually drift into becoming the new CNN. I mean, anytime you see victory by the enemy, a lot of people, especially, theoretically, the Republicans were supposed to be the anti-big government party, but it is represented by people working in big government. And not surprisingly, they tend to be like these officials in Michigan, feel closer to big government than they do to the idea of our founders, which was make government as small as possible, as taxes as low as possible, and so on. So she needs to strengthen her view that way. And she needs to realize we have a new political party, in effect, in the country. Call it the Trumpist Party, if you will. Call it the Populist Party. But the Democrats lost this election by such an incredible margin that they should be resisted in everything. You know, when Rutherford B. Hayes was made president in a smoke-filled back room by a deal between the Republican and Democrat leaders, he was called for his 4 years in office. What was it? Something like your fraudulency. That was it. Your fraudulency. Well, Joe Biden is your fraudulency. He is not a legitimate president. This is clearly a stolen presidency. And he should not be accorded any of the respect that one would give to a normal president. You should be willing to do whatever is necessary to help Republicans win in Georgia coming up January 5th. I mean, the Democrats are actually to the point of telling people, and this is Stacey Abrams telling them, among others, move down to Georgia right now, register to vote immediately, vote in the January 5th election, and then leave the state on January 6th. Now, that is a violation of Georgia state law, but nevertheless, they're hoping to get a significant number of votes from people doing that. And a friend was asking me just last night, is there anything comparable to that? And I thought to myself, when I was a youngster and the first time I went to New York City, I noticed that half the cars on the street had North Carolina license plates. And I began asking people, why are there so many North Carolina plates here? And they smiled, and they said, oh, you have to understand, in North Carolina, you can buy a lot with a little shotgun shack on it for almost nothing. And once you do, you can register your car in North Carolina. And once you register your car in North Carolina, you can drive it to New York and drive around pretty much all you want. And otherwise, New York in 1 year would charge you more for registering your car than owning property in North Carolina, which could cost you.
Wow.
So a whole lot of people made that. This is something similar to what Stacey Abrams is now proposing, that in effect people register their lives in North Carolina just long enough to tilt the election. Meanwhile, they're staging a recount, and this is the one Republican-controlled, that is, they control the governorship, they control the Secretary of State. All these other states that had corrupt backing or results, they were controlled by Democrats, many of them elected by the help of George Soros. For example, in Philadelphia, the district attorney, George Soros, paid $33 per vote in the primary to elect an ultra-left-wing district attorney in Philadelphia.
You know,
I mean, he's been doing that to a lesser degree all over the country.
I've had this discussion with people. They said, well, it's all about money. I said, no, it's not. It's not about money at all. They have all the money. They don't care about money. They have all the money. They print the money. It's about
China will be able to. One interesting thing about Black Lives Matter, and yes, they do under modern monetary theory, they own the printing presses. And so they can make as much money as they want, and you and I will pay for it in what we lose to inflation in our savings and so on. But if you look at the mechanisms that are in place to manipulate the vote, China may be giving $5 to $10 billion money for the race in Georgia. I mean, just to guarantee that the U.S. turns.
My God, Lowell.
Well, understand, Black Lives Matter. This is very interesting. Black Lives Matter, I mentioned to you. If you go on their website, at least this was true a couple of months ago, they have a button that says contribute or donate. You click that button, you are taken immediately to the website of Act Blue. Act Blue is a Democrat fundraising site that has given $300 million to Joe Biden's campaign. And when Act Blue was asked, well, how much, just in the third quarter, that one quarter of a year, they brought in $1.5 billion just to that one fundraising website linked to, by the way, you wonder why Joe Biden never criticizes Black Lives Matter or Antifa by name. Antifa's website, also antifa.com, automatically takes you to a Joe Biden fundraising website. I mean, they are being funded by the people who are terrorizing Americans in their homes.
I think you've already said this, Lowell, but I'm going to ask it again. Is it hyperbole to say that, I mean, literally, we are talking about George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, everything that supposedly is good about the United States. We are literally talking, that is on one side, and the other side is a hellhole deeper than Adolf Hitler could even dream of. I mean, it's really that stark, is it not, or is that hyperbole?
Yeah, isn't it amazing, for example? By the way, one of the things that Joe Biden's son was investing in also were companies that made surveillance and control technologies used to enslave 2 million Uyghurs, that is to say Chinese Muslims, in China. They are a slave labor force. Now, interestingly, you see LeBron James, great basketball player, who was ready to tear down every statue of a slave owner who died 150 years ago. But he is not willing to make one word of criticism of the fact that communist China is using slave labor today. By the way, I, too, am not concerned about tearing down a statue of a guy who was a slave owner 150 years ago. I'm concerned about the socialists who are trying to make you and me into slaves and serfs today, because that's what socialism would mean. They're going to suck all the life energy out of you and me. They are going, well, for example, they now plan to, in the very near, as soon as Biden takes over, they will cancel $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. That means suddenly the taxpayers will have that debt transferred to them and away from the kids who were already privileged enough to be going to college, so that the money can be taxed away from blue-collar workers who have never gone to college. And they will be supporting this rich elite class that has been brainwashed into being socialist or Marxist in the schools they were going to. I mean, it's just madness on a half shell.
All right, I'm gonna ask you again. And you kind of said it. Let's go into depth about this, because this is, you know, it's talk is almost done. We've talked about this enough. I've begged you, ladies and gentlemen, to understand the concept of the United States, to understand the Declaration of Independence, to understand who you are before your creator. This is your conviction. This is your launching point. This is your line in the sand, is the Bill of Rights, is the Declaration of Independence, because these are the things that solidify that you are a child endowed by the creator of the universe with certain unalienable rights, and that all the world can combine against you, and against that, the heavens have decreed that it is sacrosanct and it shall not be touched. This is the battle. This is everything. This is everything is on the line. And these wolves are out the door. The barbarians are at the gate, and they are inside the gate, and they are itching to slit your proverbial throat, to take your dominion, and to put you in a box forever. Forever. What, Lowell, can we do besides join the resistance? What does that mean? Give us an example. Anything that comes to your mind, what should we do right now?
Well, move heaven and earth to help the two Republican senators stay in power in Georgia. That's certainly one thing. Because if the Democrats can't control the Senate and they're in a vulnerable position in the House, remember, in 2 years, it's going to be the Democrats' turn to have a lot of senators up for reelection. They will lose the Senate then. We just need to have them not gain the Senate now. Because it would only take them 2 years to enact a packet of the Supreme Court, an ending of a filibuster, to pack the U.S. Senate itself with four new
amnesty
Senate seats. I mean, they could do everything with simple majority votes. Yeah. And that, by the way, is a terrible idea. As Thomas Jefferson said, great issues should never be forced on slender majorities. There should be a real public consensus before you make any big change in the country. And yet they forced through Obamacare on a one-party vote. Not a single Republican voted for it. I mean, that's a slender majority. And that would basically mean government by fiat, only the fiat would ultimately be coming from communist China. We would have to take down our resistance. And let me give you a typical scenario that I think I mentioned before. Hillary Clinton sold to a Russian company one-fifth of all America's uranium reserves for $145 million given to her foundation. By the way, the owner of the machinery that counted these votes, that has all the dubious background that Texas wouldn't even accept it, Dominion Systems, They were major contributors to Hillary Clinton's foundation, among other things. One thing you can do, obviously, is fight the Georgia fight, which is going to be difficult. Right now, they are doing a ballot recount. The ballot recount will not succeed, even though they're finding an average of 2,500 new ballots, the majority of which are for Trump, in every county they've completed recounting in so far. But they're engaged in a fraud. They're engaged in a recount in which only one Republican senator is allowed per every 10 large tables of people recounting ballots. So whoever is doing that can't check every ballot, can't see what's being done. There aren't nearly enough inspectors to do it. So it is being called a fraud, not an audit. And as a result, you're going to get, and you have another problem too. When you have Democrats in these places in the middle of the night, 3, 4 in the morning, bringing in boxes and boxes and boxes of new ballots, you will be able to capture the kind of problem. Oh, my goodness. Already?
Gosh,
it is.
A quick hour.
But a recount won't matter if they've already commingled fake votes with real votes. So don't put your trust in a recount.
You're telling me
we have to have enough Republican lawmakers. If you're in a state run by Republican lawmakers, that's key in this
election.
Yeah, we got
to go, Lowe. We got to go.
Yeah, call your elector and tell them not to, to accept Biden.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiobiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.